The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Again, 7 after the hour on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, while my friend Jennifer Horn here working over. It really frustrates me when I find myself getting into. I do this every once in a while. You know how I get into phrases or words that I keep using,
and then you're stuck on them. I do that. Everybody does that.
Yeah, and so I've been using "working" a lot, and I don't like referring to this as work. Because it isn't, it's a job in a manner of speaking, but it isn't work. And when I say we're working on it sounds like some phony baloney news guy, working on breaking news. Nah, working a little on thoughts. Here's a headline from a newspaper in 1944. This date, 1944, 18-year-old stormed the beach of Normandy into almost certain death. And then the headline from over the weekend in another newspaper, 18-year-olds find they need a safe place because often words hurt their feelings.
Well, you remember those kids on the college campus, I don't remember where, that somebody had written in chalk on the sidewalk, Trump 2016, and kids were freaking out saying they needed a safe space because they couldn't deal with it. It's Trump in chalk. Like, you can take a hose to it if you don't like it.
Yeah, but
raising a lot of wimps.
We sure are. Wimpification of America is what McFadden calls it. I can make several references to things happening on the farm. When there are small children there, we try to bring children in to teach them about the cows and what goes on the farm and that sort of thing. And it happens time after time when I may drive into the farm on a tractor. These kids will go running and screaming to their parents. Even if they're way over in the lawn, 400 feet away from me, they'll scream and hold their hands over their ears because they don't want to hear the noise, or they've been taught that to protect themselves from the noise. It's silliness. It really is. It's beyond silliness, frankly. Here's the story of a personal trainer who taught a homeless woman. I find these stories wonderful, and I sometimes read them fast ahead. So I'm going back. I'm trying to paraphrase them as I'm telling you the story. This fellow taught a homeless woman, not while he was working. He decided that he wanted to take this on as a project. Worked for I think it's called the Illiteracy Project. Does that ring a bell with you?
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm. All right, so he went to work volunteering. His name is Greg Smith. He noticed that a lady named Amy Jo was in a part of town where a lot of homeless people work on his way to work. He passed her pretty much every day. So they started talking to each other. Then they started having lunch together. And then she told him that she couldn't read. So he decided that he would train her how to read. She was illiterate. He said, "This is shameful. You're too old. You ought to be able to read a book." So now this fellow borrows a book from the library every week and spends Tuesdays with Amy Jo teaching her how to read.
Wow.
I just thought that was a sweet, sweet,
That's
sweet
great.
Story. Isn't it nice?
How often do you use the library, Dougie?
You know, I was in the library here. We have a new library in Framingham that town meeting voted to spend $8 million on. I thought it was a waste of money. But I was there on a meeting a couple of weeks ago. It was quite nicely done. We have two libraries in Framingham. One of them was closed down because they were rebuilding it, and the contractor shorted out a system, electrical system, in the building and almost burned the building down. It's been closed since last October because the fire broke out. All the books are covered with ashes. There was a whole, it was just a mess. And we were talking about this at town meeting the other night, how they cleaned everything up and how the books now look better than new, yada, yada. And I'm thinking, who goes in to read these books? They get all the books you want online. What do you use the library for?
You can actually go to the library and get books online. I mean, that's one of the cool programs that if you have like an Amazon Kindle, you can actually use the library to download books to your device, which is cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do I don't know. I just think it's an under.
Do you do that?
I don't. My grandparents do a lot, and my grandfather.
Well, but that's it. It's an age thing. I believe it's an age thing.
But I know that my best memories, well, not one of my best memories, some of my best memories were when my mom and I would go to the library, and I used to love to read. She instilled that in me at a really young age, and she'd let me pick out 10 books because that was my limit. I would get to go in and pick out 10 books, and I would take them home, and then once I read them, we'd take them back. I mean, that was one of our things that we did together, and I don't know. I feel like that's something that's really cool to do with your young kids, especially to get them involved with reading. I know so many people go, oh, I don't read because everything's on devices now. So I don't know. I feel like the library is dying. You're right. But I don't think that it should.
No. Well, I don't think it should, but I think it has to be used appropriately. And
yeah.
Why do we have to build these big edifices? It happens that this because Krista McAuliffe grew up in Framingham. The library is named for her. And so that's the selling point. Oh, you want to have an up-to-date library to honor the memory of Krista McAuliffe. So how do you vote against that? You can't vote against that on the floor.
Now,
I don't want to remember. You know, they were very clever. They bound everything together, and then we spent $8 million buying something that we really didn't need. But, it is what it is under the circumstances. As they say, Doug, what are you going to do? I voted for it because, I would have looked like a jerk if I hadn't. And so there it is. And it happens an awful lot. 13 past the hour. This is Good Day.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save it responsibly.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
You won't stink.
Mom will like whatever you get her. But how about getting her something she'll actually love? A Panera Bread gift card. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, you get a $10 bonus card for yourself. Visit your local Panera Bakery Cafe for terms and restrictions. Where they only sell one piece of jewelry. The one she'll treasure forever. Personal service. Custom design and impeccable quality. It's all waiting for you at Jared.
Food for thought from Good Day. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen with a... This is my own personal read on this. You can take it where you want. You can, as the old expression, like it or lump it, digest it or dump it. Spirituality is a personal relationship with the divine. Religion is crowd control.
Interesting.
Yeah, isn't it though, huh? Warren Buffett was interviewed over the weekend talking about, among other things, his junk food habit. He was asked at 85 how he credits, or what he credits his longevity to, and how he became worth $68 billion. He likes fudge, peanut brittle, and Coca-Cola.
Good for him.
That's it. He says he gets his daily calories from sugary soda. Now, here's a guy that you'd think he's, and by the way, he says that the reason I like the Coca-Cola is because his company is their largest shareholder, that they ought not to be blaming Coca-Cola for the obesity epidemic. It ought to be up to individuals to decide, and I think that's true to a point. I don't like these products. I don't drink them myself, but it's all about what you do in moderation. And Coca-Cola, even though it is really bad for you, obviously hasn't killed this guy yet, but the abuse of it is... You know, why people have a problem.
It's a little luck. It's a little bit of how much. It's a little bit of what else you do. I mean, it kind of goes in for the perfect storm.
The reporter asked him about his food habits, and he said there was no evidence that he would have lived longer had he been drinking just water and eating broccoli.
You'd definitely be not as happy, right?
Oh, isn't that fun? That is funny, though, actually, when you get right down to it. It's very cool. All right, so here's the thing to celebrate. If you're all hepped up about going to Cuba, the first cruise ship in 50 years leaves this week from Miami for Havana. The diplomatic ties having been rekindled, Cubans permitted to travel to and from the U.S. by plane until now. Now it's Carnival that's had the first cruise. I wonder how they put this together. Because the ban was only lifted a week or so ago. So how they fill up a boat that quickly? You think there are that many people that want to do this? Seriously, think about it for a second. How do you fill up? There's like 5,000 people on this boat.
Mm-hmm.
How do you fill it up for in a week after? I'm trying to wonder. Well, there are a lot of people down there that want to make it sort of like a pilgrimage to Mecca for some of the people who live in Miami. So maybe that's what it's all about. Wow. Didn't take them long to fill it up, though.
Nope.
It was $344, I think I saw was the price tag to go over there for a couple of days.
It's not cheap.
No. Cal Ripken Jr. Apparently, he's not exactly a wonderful human being, but I wonder why this sort of thing and like the business with Amy Schumer and some of the other people who Kirk Cameron's in the news today. Why do people find this interesting? Jennifer, you read this sort of thing. You look at the magazine. He's going to have to give her half of his $75 million fortune. Is that what the story is here?
Yeah, that's the story. I mean, can you imagine that? That $75 million bucks, though, to cut that in half. I mean, it's still a lot of money, but, I mean, that's a huge thing. Jeez.
Yeah. I don't know. Somehow or other, I don't know that much about what the problem was, but those stories always kind of bug me. 21 after the hour. Good day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Get on my elevator, baby, we're going up. Give me that now and later, I can't get enough. So much to discover.
This is Nick Jonas of the Jonas Bros.
Joe Bros.
Joe Bros. Not quite as snappy on that as you are, Jen Jen.
That's okay. Hey, the Jonas Brothers is their official name.
Nick Jonas has joined a number of other entertainers, performers, singers, including Demi Lovato. The cancellation of tour dates. Apparently, Nick Jonas and Demi Lovato are canceling their joint tour for various dates in North Carolina. They hope to lead to the change that they are affecting a lot of other people. Are talking about this, the state's controversial transgender bathroom law. Joining that group, Jonas and Lovato, is Bruce Springsteen. I think he said last week, nothing doing.
Yes, Bruce was one of the ones that wasn't going to go. It's been interesting to see how musicians have handled this, because people like Cyndi Lauper, on the other hand, said, oh, I'm huge into gay rights, but I'm going so I can use this as a platform to talk about it.
Yeah, right. Well, that may be it, the bully pulpit. Pearl Jam says, no, I'm not going, or they're not going. How many? What? I don't know. I mean, I don't get that turned on by Pearl Jam. Do you like them?
You know what? They were a big band for me when I was in high school, but not so much anymore.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So you got Pearl Jam saying no to going to Raleigh and Charlotte. And Ringo Starr said he's not going to go either. He thinks that they're... And I don't think there's any mystery to this, by the way. Do you?
No mystery as to why they're doing it. I mean, for sure there's controversy.
Is it
that, I don't know. I mean, I always have trouble when musicians cross over into politics, because for me, musicians should be entertainers first and political activists second. And I think a lot of times people like Bruce Springsteen or maybe the Dixie Chicks cross that line where it's the reverse, where they're activists first and then musicians second. And, I mean, you kind of have to let the state, you can say what you want to say, but you have to let the state sort of decide to run the state how they want to do it. And I think the artists like Cyndi Lauper do a better job of going into the state, you know, playing for the people who live there, and then getting their message out so that the people living there will actually try to change things.
Well, or think about it a little bit more.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's two sides of that story. That's a good way of thinking about it, Jen. I agree. People are still talking about the death of Prince. He's not going to go to North Carolina either.
Correct.
But probably he might have boycotted under the circumstances.
Maybe. What? He hasn't performed a lot lately.
No. Well, there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
Reporter Charlotte Dobre on the rumors that Prince died of AIDS.
I had seen that. I think, you know, to use that's a disease with a lot of stigma attached to it. And I just, you know, until you know what really killed the guy, I hate seeing all that speculation because it's not really fair to the family. It's not fair to the people that are grieving him. I don't know. I think it's just that's to sell newspapers.
All right, 28 after the hour here on Good Day. 27, actually, after the hour.
The sweet sound of a squeaky clean engine. It's like music to my ears. And that's a dirty engine. It's what happens when you use ordinary fuels that leave behind dirty deposits. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Oh, much better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate. Our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
It's National Travel and Tourism Week. Far from winding down in their golden years, today's retirees rate this time of life as being the most fun as they seek new travel experiences and adventures. But are they financially prepared for their travel goals? Let's see if you can pick up a few tips from this conversation.
After a lifetime of punching the clock and meeting deadlines, a record number of Americans age 65 plus are set to transition into retirement. Ken Dykewald is founder and CEO of AgeWave.
Today's retirees reject yesterday's model of old age. They see retirement as a time for new beginnings. In fact, 81% say they want peak experiences that give them lifetime memories, according to a new Maryland study.
77% of those surveyed say they want to travel and visit places they've never seen. Cindy Hutchins is financial gerontologist for Merrill Lynch.
The top places retirees want to travel to in the U.S. include Hawaii, New York, and California. And when it comes to travel activities, they want to go sightseeing, explore a city, and take a cruise.
But are retirees financially prepared to travel?
Not as much as they need to be. Two-thirds of retirees have not budgeted for travel. Identifying leisure goals and creating a budget with the help of an advisor can make the most of these key years.
For more, go to ml.com/leisure. That's Lifestyles from Merrill Lynch.
All right, Jen.
Dougie.
Do you know what time it is?
Oh, I'm guessing it's half past.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
Program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Jennifer Horn, focused on the fate of Whitey Bulger's girlfriend. You know,
Whitey Bulger? I like Folger's coffee.
Catherine yes. Grieg is her name.
Okay, I did not know that, but I know Whitey Bulger.
She was in court on Friday. She's already serving an 8-year sentence for helping Whitey Bulger while he was a fugitive. She was living with him, his lover. They've been together for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
So, in addition to the help that she gave to Bulger, she also was supposed to testify against other gangsters, and she said, "No, I'm not going to testify anymore." She was with him. Let's see, they were captured in 2011 up on 23rd and Montana. Do you know that they lived in that apartment house in Santa Monica on the corner of 23rd and Montana? Been there for a long
your
time.
Your neighbors when you live in California.
Yeah, I mean, they were. He used to go, there's a bar on Santa Monica Boulevard that is basically for Boston people who live in L.A.
Yeah, like a Boston sports bar.
Yeah, it's a Boston sports bar. And Bulger used to go in there every Sunday, sit in a corner, and watch, have a beer, and watch whatever game was on. Nobody ever knew it was him, paid no attention. He had on his hat and his disguise, his glasses. Nobody knew it was him. Anyway, she refused, this woman refused to answer questions before a grand jury. She was given immunity. She said, no, I'm not going to give you any information. So they said, okay, 21 more months. So she's now in the slammer for 10 years instead of for 8.
Wow.
I wonder how, and he's 80-some-odd years old. Would
yeah,
you do that?
He's not going to be out ever again.
Well, no, he'll never be out. But do you think, I mean, would you, under the circumstances, what would you do for the person you love the most in life? That's it. With this
exercise, isn't there a law where, I mean, they should have gotten married?
Yeah, yeah, right, exactly.
Isn't, I mean, you can't go against your own, your spouse. They should have gotten married.
Not if you're married. Yep, if you're married,
if you're that lady, that's the way to catch your man. If you want to marry a criminal, tell him, baby, it may not be romantic, but I won't be able to testify you in a court, testify against you.
All right, speaking of what you, the law and testifying and that sort of thing, there is a new team of dogs that have been set up at the airport at Heathrow in England to sniff around recovering drugs is what their job is. So far, the only thing they've recovered, vast amounts of cheese and sausage.
Well, dogs are not dummies, Dougie. Forget the drugs.
They
want
put
something
six
they can
dogs
eat.
Out. They have not found any illegal Class A drugs. All they have found, they've been, by the way, they spent $1.25 million training these dogs. The only thing they found so far in 6 months, cheese and sausages. That's it. End of.
So now, do they have to confiscate the cheese and sausages once the dogs, like, chew into them a little bit?
I thought so. But the British are pretty stuffy, if you'll pardon the pun, on this sort of thing. I know, having gone in and out of there dozens and dozens of times when Megan was a student over there, they used to give me a hard time about some of the things I would bring over if I was using them to do my radio program.
Oh.
They wanted to tax the stuff. And I said, no,
oh, they wanted to tax it.
Yeah.
When I travel with my broadcast equipment, they take it apart. And I look at them. I'm like, look at me. I mean, I know we shouldn't stereotype, right? But do I look like someone who's going to blow up anything? No. I've got microphones in this bag. But they take it apart piece by piece by piece by piece.
I don't mind. I just say to the guy when it goes through the X-ray machine, that's a broadcast equipment, microphones, that sort of thing.
Too. Yeah.
And they pay no attention to it. So, in a moment, speaking of, we got all these legal things, legal matters to handle. The latest on the murder of Will Smith, the player for the New Orleans Saints, coming in a moment here on Good Day.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
This report is brought to you by Capital One. According to the Capital One Rewards Barometer, nearly 1 in 4 rewards cardholders say it's difficult to determine the value of their earnings. Our lives are busy enough. Do you really want a credit card that makes things more complicated? Instead, look for a straightforward card that makes life easier and saves money. Then you'll have time to enjoy its benefits. Capital One has your back, with products and tools that work together to create an effortless experience. For instance, the Quicksilver card from Capital One has a flat 1.5% earn rate, with no limits or expiration dates, and no foreign transaction fees. It's easy to use and comes with additional perks like the Capital One wallet that makes it easy to stay organized on the go. And Second Look, which proactively flags potentially mistaken or unexpected charges. Don't complicate your life. Instead, find a card that makes it easier. For more information on Quicksilver and other Capital One products and tools, visit www.capitalone.com. That's www.capitalone.com. I'm Cecilia Silguera.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 400.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
All right, 41 after the hour here on Good Day. People in the news. I just we're talking about what was going on with Warren Buffett. Now, the story of Will Smith, or the continuing story of what happened to Will Smith. The fellow who shot him was Cardell Hayes, and he's been indicted on second-degree murder charges. Indicted on attempted second-degree murder because the police say he wounded Smith's wife as well. So there's two counts against this guy. His bond has been set at $1.75 million after looking at the video from what happened in that incident that took place earlier in April. This guy that shot him, Hayes, was driving a Hummer, and he hit the back of Smith's Mercedes. And that's where the argument started. I think there were some other things going on, though, it seemed, behind the scenes. And so this just, you know, got out of hand. So this guy shoots him in the back because he says he was going to his car to get his gun. Well, how do you know that? This guy's going to go away for a long time, I think.
It's all about that Sandra Graham law. He's going to say that the guy was armed. And it'd be interesting to see how this one played out, because it didn't play out the way we thought it would with Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman, that's for sure.
So here's Kirk Cameron. He's getting controversial again. Mm-hmm. He was the star of Growing Pains, was he not?
Yes.
And did you like him as a kid? Did you like that show?
Sure, yeah. I mean, he was a teenage heartthrob. That was sort of lost. I mean, I never was like gaga for him. I always liked Corey Haim better.
Right.
I was out having him.
I never liked either of those Coreys, both of them.
I didn't like Feldman. I liked Haim a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Which one of them committed suicide or overdosed?
That's my man, Haim.
Anyways, okay. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Kirk Cameron has become quite an evangelical Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was quoted in an interview about marriage with some advice for people. He said, quote, "Wives are to honor and respect and follow their husband's lead, not to tell their husband how he ought to be a better husband. When each person gets their part right, regardless of how their spouse is treating them, there's hope for real change in marriage." He said a lot of people don't know that marriage comes with instructions, and we find them in God's Word in the Bible. I have two thoughts on this. One of them is that these people get more notoriety for saying things because they are stars.
Right.
I don't think what he says, if he wants to sort of be an evangelist for that point of view, that's up to him. I don't have to pay attention to it. You don't have to. But it's there. But the snarkiness of the press, the news media.
Yeah, they're printing this because they want to make him look like a
like a jerk,
like a Neanderthal, basically, because they don't like Christian points of view. You know, as far as I'm concerned, Kirk Cameron's marriage can be however Kirk Cameron's marriage wants to be. I love how the left tells you that we have to respect all kinds of marriages, gay marriages, all these different kinds of marriages. And then when you have someone who's saying, well, in my marriage, I'm the head of the family, then, oh, God forbid you just said that. That can't be right. Is that a marriage that would fly for me? No. I need someone who would be an equal, who would allow me and would want me to be an equal partner with them. Mm-hmm. But am I going to, I mean, if that's how Kirk Cameron's family works, whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
So, yeah, whatever is right.
Who cares?
Yeah. Okay, give me an update on the San Bernardino gunman. The brother was arrested last week. I'm sure you talked about this on your...
This is so weird. Okay, so this has gotten really convoluted. Do you remember a couple of months ago they arrested the neighbor of the shooter? His
yes.
name was Enrique Marquez.
Yeah.
So Enrique's been in jail. And that was for plots that they had created together that never went off. So, you know, potential terrorist threats that they never actually pulled off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out that Enrique Marquez's wife is the sister of the shooter's brother's wife.
Huh?
I'm going to say it again. The shooter's brother, who's also named Saeed Farouk, by the way. They have the same name.
Okay.
So the brother's wife is Enrique Marquez's sister. And both of them are Russian, and they have been doing arranged marriages, like a Russian bride kind of deal.
Really?
As
a company, as a job, you mean?
The three of them, the brother's wife, and Enrique Marquez's wife, were now arrested for these sham marriages.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Good God.
It's so, okay. But you know, if they can't get you for one thing, and if the FBI knows you've lied to them, they're going to get you for something else.
47 past the hour here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Microsoft. If you're a small or medium-sized business in this fast-paced digital world, making sure you have the latest technology is essential. From increased revenue and security to employee collaboration and productivity, there are many benefits to upgrading your technology to the cloud. Office 365 and Windows 10 were built to provide strong ROI for businesses of all sizes. Cindy Bates, Vice President of U.S. SMB Microsoft.
With new stories in the press daily about the vulnerability of data for companies big and small, cybersecurity remains a top concern for America's small businesses. We encourage entrepreneurs to pay particular attention to how they safeguard their business. Investing in modern technology like Office 365 and Windows 10 devices offers small business owners continually updated security to help protect information vital to earning customers' trust.
For more information, visit www.microsoft.com/business.
Mom will like whatever you get her. But how about getting her something she'll actually love? A Panera Bread gift card. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, you get a $10 bonus card for yourself. Visit your local Panera Bakery Cafe for terms and restrictions. Where they only sell one piece of jewelry. The one she'll treasure forever. Personal service. Custom design and impeccable quality. It's all waiting for you at Jared.
This morning, Sandra Snead wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future missus. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save it responsibly.
Kid. If something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is it.
For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
At the hour now on the Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. Victoria and I are going to focus on a couple of different media, social media, technology items that will be of interest and importance to you, starting out with the investigation into the Clear Channel outdoor advertising billboards. Clear Channel, for those of you, this is not too much insight, I don't think, Victoria. Many people are familiar with iHeart Radio and the iHeart Music Awards and the iHeart apps and the listen to the stations everywhere. Well, the parent company was called Clear Channel, and they not only own a lot of radio stations, but they own a lot of billboards all around the country. And apparently, they're using some kind of radar to track you as you look at the billboards. So the fact that they can track you seems, I mean, in a sense, it's amazing technology, but still it's kind of creepy. Here's Kelly Sloan from True News talking about the billboards not being the only thing that's actually spying on you when you're in public.
Other surveillance issues are also coming to the attention of lawmakers. One instance in particular involves public buses and trains in Maryland that can record private conversations of passengers. State Senator Robert Zirkin of Baltimore County claims the Maryland Transit Authority was conducting mass surveillance that he finds outrageous and an infringement on civil liberties. He introduced a bill to stop it, according to the Washington Post, but his opponents claim it is a necessary tool for Homeland Security. They also point out the expense involved in removing the hardware. The MTA started recording in 2012 without government approval, claiming it can help police if there is an attack on a bus.
Aren't you sick of this stuff? Everything is about protecting us, our security, so that we can actually know if the bad guys are around. No, it's not. That's not what it's about at all. It's the government tracking every single move you make. And we make it easy for them because all of these iPhones, all of these cell phones, all the iPads, everything's got cookies in it or surveillance things. So they just can track you, what you're looking at, what you're doing with your time. It's sickening, frankly. It really is. You may or may not share my enthusiasm for pulling the plug on all of these things, Victoria. But
I get it. But I'm also of the mindset that I love my technology, and I'm not doing anything wrong. Like, I'm not up to anything.
Well, but so, that's not the point.
Oh, I know it's not the point. But I'm saying I don't think about it that much because it doesn't affect my daily life. Uh-huh. So, but yeah, I mean, I know it's a lot of people have very strong feelings about this,
including your host. All right.
Yeah.
In a moment. But what? But.
No, nothing. I was going to say there's other technology stories that are going to be annoying to you too. Then.
Okay. Good. All right. The Olympic Games are going to be all over social media. We'll check on that in a moment here on Good Day.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help, it's here.
All right, so Victoria, how important is it that Snapchat is all over football, baseball, and the Olympic Games?
I think this is going to be something really cool. They just signed this deal with NBC to show Olympic highlights from the 2016 Games in Rio, which is coming up this summer, in 90 days or so. So it'll be interesting. It's not going to show anything from the broadcast side, but it'll show you behind the scenes. You'll get to probably see and interact with some of the athletes. I think this is going to be really cool. And Snapchat is a mostly under 21 kind of app.
Yeah. And so, but they're also talking to both Facebook and Twitter about the same kind of thing, right?
Yeah, they're really a lot of people have unplugged from cable, and there's really no way to watch this unless you're streaming live on Twitter or Facebook, and that is definitely the next new wave for sure.
All right, there's something called, is it Waze? This Waze app?
Yes.
Right?
Now, have you ever used this app?
How is that? What's the story with that?
Waze app is it's an app that you can download. It's free, and it's an interactive GPS tracked traffic app, so you can see where you are in real-time traffic, and it is fabulous. I use it every day, and now it's owned by Google, and so now the controversy was a tech writer said that you can break into it, and Google says, hold up, no one can stalk you.
Nobody can stalk. That's not stalk.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.